So the word yoga has basically two meanings. And it is very interesting that the way the word yoga has been used in the Yoga Sutras is not in the sense of union at all. Because in Sanskrit there are different roots from which the words are formed. And there is a root yujur yoga and yujur samadhu. So one meaning of yoga is to unite with somebody. And the other meaning is to be distinct from everything else, which basically means to disunite with everything. And the way Patanjali, which is the famous author of Yoga Sutras, and that is the yoga which is most popular now, the way he uses the word yoga, he uses in the sense of disuniting. Because in the very second sutra of the first chapter, he says, yogas chitta vritti nirodha. That the word yoga, he defines what yoga means. Because one word can have many meanings, especially in Sanskrit. That is very much true. So whenever a word is used in philosophy, usually the philosophers, they define that word so that there is no confusion in the mind of readers in what sense the word is being used. So if you read the Vedic scriptures, then usually in the very beginning they will define the important terms used by them. So Patanjali has also done that. He says, he begins his Yoga Sutra Atha Yoga Anusasanam, that now I am going to explain the discipline of yoga. And since he is using the word yoga, then in the next sutra immediately he defines what is yoga, so that we don't misunderstand this word. So he says, yogas chitta vritti nirodha. That yoga means to bring all your thoughts to null and void. And which means not feeling anything externally. Not sensing anything from the external world. That's what he called yoga. And I have been talking in my previous lectures that we come in contact with this world through our mind and senses. The senses are the one which contact the external world, and then senses send certain messages to the mind, and that is perceived by me, I, or whatever is my identity. So according to yoga philosophy, they consider that mind is something like a flexible thing. The word actually used there is not really mind, they call it chitta. There is no translation for that in English. You can say heart, but then you will think this heart which is pumping blood. Really speaking, there is no translation, there is no word for this chitta in English. But usually we translate either as mind or heart. So this is some very subtle material object. And when you see or sense some object, then this mind itself takes the shape of that object in a subtle form. And then soul reflects into it, and this is how the soul, or which is me, I come to know about that object. Because we are not coming in contact. Our real identity, the soul or atma, does not come in contact with anything externally. It is only the senses which come in contact, and then the mind undergoes a transformation. So that transformation is called chitta vritti, or modification in the chitta. So whenever we are perceiving things, our mind or our chitta is always undergoing transformation, one after another. Any emotion, any thought, any desire, any feeling which is coming inside us, it is creating a modification inside the chitta or the mind. And that modification is experienced. And this is how we come to know or we feel things. So Patanjali says that yoga means to bring an end to this modification. Then there should be no modification. And when there will be no modification, then you will not be disturbed by anything. Because we are disturbed or we are carried away only by the modification of the chitta, the mind. So he defines that chitta vritti nirodha. Nirodha means cessation, end. And chitta vritti is the modification in the mind. So he says no more modification. And if there is no modification in the chitta, then soul is not going to experience anything. And which means that soul has become disunited. So all the yoga is considered as union, but really speaking, it is disunion. Just the opposite. At present, soul is always united with something external, other than itself. Soul is not knowing itself, but it is always in contact with something external to it. And yoga says that you have to give up this relation with external sensations. So that's why the highest stage of yoga, which is called samadhi, the eighth level, that is the real perfection of yoga. And in samadhi, there is no sensation of the external world. That's what it means, trance. So that is not uniting with anything. That is how yoga has been defined by Patanjali, the author of Yoga Sutras. Now there are also other types of yogas where the word yoga means union. But the word yoga also means union. But that is not how Patanjali has used. So when Patanjali is using the word yoga, or in true sense, any yogi following the system of Patanjali is using the word yoga, it really does not mean union at all. Because union signifies two things. Union is with something. So what is that you are uniting with? So in yoga, there is no such thing. The highest perfection of yoga, according to Patanjali Yoga Sutras, is not being uniting with anything but becoming disunited with everything else and becoming situated only in yourself, being what you are, that's all. So that is the meaning of yoga which Patanjali has taken. But when we use the word yoga in other types of yogas such as karma yoga or jnana yoga or bhakti yoga, then yoga has another meaning. The word yoga also means a mean, something which unites you with something else, that is also called yoga, or that which unites you. So if you use karma or your actions, your activities for uniting or to reach your destination, then that is called karma yoga. Means karma is the yoga. Karma is the means for achieving the goal. Or jnana yoga means jnana is the means to achieve the goal or perfection. Or bhakti yoga means bhakti is the means to attain the perfection or the ultimate result. So there the word yoga can be used in the sense of union, because it is that which unites you with your goal. And that's why we have karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, and when it comes to yoga, it is only yoga. Because it's not uniting, it's not a means for anything. This is itself is the process in which you disunite yourself from external sense objects. So this distinction must be understood by us. If we are following yoga, then at least we should be clear. What is my goal? What is my destination? What is the process I am following?